This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half to the hour on Thursday, November the 12th. Tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Woohoo! Something to celebrate. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate when it comes to Election Day or results from Election Day, even though we're all trying, I think, to move on. The post-election lawsuits, there's a myriad of them. Maybe get an update from Jennifer. Before we get to that, though, I want to call your attention to something Victoria and Jennifer and I have been talking about this sort of off the air, although I did think I mentioned it on the air as well. The article in this month's Atlantic Magazine, written by Mr. Emanuel, that suggests, the title of the article is Why I Hope to Die at 75. The reason that we're bringing this to your attention is because he's been tapped as the new health advisor, sort of the new Fauci, if you will, of the Biden administration, the transition team. So when you read that, there's actually that coupled with something that also is in the, I think it's the current MIT Technology Review, which is a back and forth between this doctor and medical ethicist. That's, I think, what Emanuel is. He's a professor in Pennsylvania, I think Penn State, someplace. Anyway, but the point of my focus here is, here's a guy who wants to try to convince us, or at least his philosophy is, that people have no value after they live to be 75 years of age. And so I think that's disturbing for me. I'm not one who wants to pick apart. I want to give the new people as much rope as necessary. I kind of like Joe Biden. I don't care for some of the things that I'm hearing already. And I guess that couples
Wait,
with...
Wait, what's this guy's name again?
His name is Emanuel. I forget what his first name is. Hold on just a second.
Zeke, right. So he's the oncologist. Okay.
Yeah, the brother of Rahm.
Right.
Okay.
So if you just go to this article, actually, it was written, I think, a couple of years ago. Now, he looks just like Rahm Emanuel. If you see a picture of him, he looks the same, you know. Anyway, the point is that there seems to be some focus on if this guy's in a position of power, what happens? The question's being asked, and I think it's a good question, what happens to medical programs, procedures, insurance, and that sort of thing?
Especially when you know that they want to move towards government health care. And does that mean that people who are older are just going to be put out to pasture? And I think, you know, one of the other questions is, and this is a little more recent, is that just this week, Zeke Emanuel was saying that he wanted, if there is a vaccine, he wants to send it globally first because he has a global worldview before he deploys it in America. But the problem is that the vaccine was created with American money because of Project Warp Speed. And so shouldn't we be like we are on an airplane and put the mask on ourselves before we help the rest of the world? And I think you're going to see a tremendous shift. And I'm going back to feeling kind of like I did under the Obama administration, where it's America last instead of America first. And
well,
already I'm kind of feeling it go in that direction when I hear about re-entering into the Paris Climate Accord, into Iran deal, and into the World Health Organization.
What is the purpose of that? It's always been my question. But let's be more specific about this and the money that has come. The Pfizer angle isn't that Pfizer developed it, because they didn't. I think I mentioned yesterday a husband and wife team that ran a small little biological it's a research lab somewhere in Germany. I forget where it is. But anyway, their little company has come up with a vaccine, and Pfizer has paid for the research and therefore will claim ownership. But it really wasn't developed by Pfizer. It was developed by this little... And that's often the case. Advances are made not just in medicine, but in most every area by almost mom-and-pop shops that do stuff, because they're not hindered by lots of rules, regulations, and gobbledygook from corporate America. Anyway, volunteers who took part in the Pfizer vaccine trial say they were left feeling like they had a severe hangover. So the 43,500 people.
That's the side effect that people were describing when you take it.
Yeah. So how is that different than getting, for example, the smallpox? Not smallpox. Is it smallpox? Shingles. The shingles vaccine. I don't know why that's come up this week, but a lot of people have been talking about getting a vaccine for shingles. That apparently is one of the new things on the block.
Yeah.
And it makes you sick for about 24 to 48 hours. I mean,
it's like a
really
flu shot.
Sick.
I mean, with a lot of doses of the flu shot, many people feel like they have the flu before they get rid of it.
Right. So is it worth it to feel that way to protect yourself from it? If you believe the vaccine will protect yourself, I think a lot of people will take it under the circumstances.
But I mean, a hangover is not that bad.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, we've all been, well, not you, Doug, but we've all been, the rest of the world's been hungover. If that's the only side effect and this is a very effective vaccine, then I think that's pretty mild.
Go for it. If that's the best you can do. At this point in time, anything to bring us around to some form of normalcy. So that we can get back to, I mean, some parts of life will never be the same, but at least if we get people wearing masks, so you're not going to get me off of that. That's, as far as I'm concerned, the number one way to eliminate this problem. And the people who are not wearing masks are the problem, as far as I'm concerned, completely across the board. No sympathy for me. If you don't wear a mask and you get sick, you deserve it. So anyway. Presidential election results, Jennifer. Where are we with all of this stuff? Again, I mentioned post-election lawsuits. What states and where are there things that are going as people thought they were going, as the reporters thought they were going to, and where is it different?
The biggest piece of news is that Georgia's doing a hand recount. That's new. And you had a couple of states. You had Alaska called yesterday for Trump, and the Senate seat there called for the Republican, Senator Sullivan. Also in North Carolina, you had Senator Tillis, who was declared the winner yesterday, but they still haven't declared the state of North Carolina yet. They haven't called that in any direction. There are a lot of challenges going on, and there's just a ton of stuff going through the courts right now in Arizona. It's pretty sad because most media outlets are not reporting on this, but there are challenges. It is filtering through the courts. The process is taking place, and we'll see what comes from it. But Arizona, Nevada has a lot of challenges to the systemic voting system, actually, not just, hey, my dead aunt voted in an election, like some really systemic issues in certain states. Michigan is one of them. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina all have legal challenges with witnesses and testimony. So, again, it has to be filtered through. We just have to give the process time to filter out and see what comes from it.
All right. I would be remiss before Jennifer had to take her leave to go do her other program in Los Angeles to not mention that today, ladies, is National Happy Hour Day. This was something
can't do that because of COVID.
You can't have. Well, you can have. Don't you, Victoria, have. You got Zoom connections with all your friends. Don't you have happy hour on Zoom?
We can Zoom happy hour. Victoria and I have done that before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can't go to a bar. You can't go to a bar in California.
Really?
Well, now in New Jersey, yeah, you can't sit at a bar anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into a restaurant, but you can't sit at the bar.
April 25th, 1959. In the then most popular magazine in America, the Saturday Evening Post, there was an article that popularized happy hour for everybody outside the Navy. Apparently, the Navy and sailors aboard the USS Arkansas, after the Mexican-American War, started having to boost morale, they had boxing matches and drinking. So,
if you're bored on a ship, right? I mean,
They probably did, yep. All right, so I didn't want to, because I know how you both like to have happy hour, and Jennifer likes her wine. So, anyway.
Come to my office. I have boxes of it. Wine, boxes of wine.
Right. Meanwhile, back to California, where apparently there's a lawmaker who's going to introduce a bill that will decriminalize psychedelic drugs. Was this the stuff like Timothy Leary drugs?
Mushrooms.
LSD?
No, magic mushrooms.
It's a distraction. They just want to keep us all high so that we don't pay attention anymore, I swear. It's just, that's what it feels like to me.
But isn't it better than having nothing be legal?
I think we need to really start paying attention, because I really feel like if we like our country, we better start paying attention, because it is going in the wrong direction. So, I don't know. I feel like they go, oh, we'll give you access to drugs. Here you go. Legalize marijuana, legalize mushrooms. Now go away. Go get high and don't come back.
Well, marijuana is not understood completely. I mean, there are some people that have abused it for sure, and it's led to bad things. But overall, there's more good actually that comes from THC and CBD than not. I've been where you are, Jennifer, and I know it's convenient because I'm going to be growing cannabis on my farm. It's convenient for me to say all these things. My friend Ken Kronhaus and I, the doctor who's on Good Day Health, have these conversations all the time, because almost every week on Good Day Health, he'll bring up another study that shows how bad cannabis is for you.
I feel like Ken needs a good joint. Like, Ken is someone, and I love him, but, like, he's like wound tighter than a golf ball. Like, yeah, Ken needs to have a joint and, like, just chill.
Chill.
that's my prescription for Dr. Ken.
All right, so going back to elections, yesterday I was all about who's running. Apparently Marco Rubio, Jennifer, thinks he should run in 2024. There's something to...
I think everybody thinks about it that's done it before, right? If this is their year. So, yeah, he's won. I'm sure Ted Cruz will revisit it. Haley has been thinking about it. I don't know. I think Ted Cruz has taken a page from the Trump handbook and is actually maybe a little more effective. We'll see how he does. And then Nikki Haley, or maybe it's Donald Trump if he doesn't.
I think Rudy Giuliani should run for president. What about that?
I think he's tried that. I think the time is gone. Yeah.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole is like 99, but I he's so sweet. He's so good. I love him. Okay.
He did those Viagra ads when Viagra first came out 30 years ago. That was his shtick. He did the Viagra ads, and it was kind of fun, actually.
For women.
No, I suppose. why are we looking at Nancy Pelosi's ice cream freezer?
I don't know. I'm not looking at that.
I was asking Jennifer, but...
Because it was too expensive. The freezer was too big. The ice cream was too expensive. And Democrats are ticked off that she ruined things for them because she made them seem like they're a party of white, snobby elitists. And I think that's why a lot of people are trying to...
Because she had ice cream in her freezer?
Well, no, but it was the Jenny's ice cream. It was like the $10 a pint ice cream, and it was stocked full.
So how did that get into the public domain?
Because she put herself on a video and she sent it out.
Oh, okay. Well,
wasn't that like months ago? I feel like this is not new.
Yeah, but some Democrats are really ticked about it. And there was a memo that was leaked from some of the members of her caucus saying that was stupid. You came off as unapproachable. You came off as out of touch during a pandemic when people were struggling to make rent.
So
you're sitting in front
of
your, you know, $20,000 freezer with your expensive ice cream.
Come on. Get her life. With her, what do you expect? She's in.
But that's like it's not
unnecessary
exclusive
privilege
to her.
In the, no,
I
it
mean,
isn't.
It's a lot of people are like that. Celebrities do that all the time. A lot of politicians.
But she's not a celebrity, or she's supposed. She's not supposed to be a celebrity.
People who are known. People who are known. Whatever you want to call them.
I want you all to have a MyPillow, or two, or three, or four, or as many as you need right now. The best time of the year, because it's the sale of the year from MyPillow, the MyPillows, the super standard queen size, king size premium pillows are selling at 1/3 of their normal retail. That's right. The standard queen usually sells for $70. You get it now for $30. I'm rounding it off because it's like $69.98 and $29.98. I don't know why people do that. I sell ice cream on the farm. It's $4. Okay, that's it. Not $4.10 or $4.13. No. And so anyway, the point here is not for me to get off on one of my tangents. Getting the deal is what's good for you. Not only are you getting lowest price for standard queen and king size premium pillows, but folks at MyPillow have extended the 60-day money-back guarantee to next March. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Buy it by using the discount code DJV.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system, to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for a Throwback Thursday on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 12th of November. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. We have lots to be thankful for, including great music from 1966 today. The top five songs this week in 1966, starting with number five, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, which ran against the grain of what I was taught in broadcasting school. You pronounce it Detroit, not Detroit. But, Mitch Ryder didn't pay much attention to that. And so, phonetically, it doesn't make much difference. The song is what's important. Devil with a Blue Dress On, and good golly, Miss Molly. A medley of tunes. There were A and B sides when they were originally released. Devil with a Blue Dress On, A side. Good golly, Miss Molly was the B side of the 45. So there's Mitch Ryder with number five this week in 1966. As we keep moving to Johnny, whose real name is Riverciccio or something like that. Very Italian name. Johnny Rivers moving over to the poor side of town to find a girl. Number four this week in 66. But a little plaything. I love the doo-wahs. I just love the doo-wahs, Victoria. Doo-wahs. Alright, so there we go. Number four. Johnny Rivers had a bunch of hits. That's, I think, was the first one. Benny. Number three belonged to the new found stars of television. Became known. A group of guys put together for the TV show, which was called The Monkees. Then they became very successful recording artists. This is The Last Train to Clarksville, number three in 66 during this week. Check this out.
This must be a newer recording of this. This is not the original.
Yeah,
this is not the original one.
No, it's not. You've got a good ear. I was about to say that myself.
Yeah, this is live. Okay, Phil said this is a live version.
Yeah, okay. Stinks. All right, number two.
It's not great, but I do love the song, and I love the album version of it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. One of the biggest songs the Beachy Boys ever had. Good Vibrations on its way to number one this week. 1966 is number two. What an amazing sound. Able to put together these voices like the Beatles in a manner of speaking, coming together and being able to create this kind of music.
Hey, Phil, can we get a little more volume on Doug's mic? It's really, we just lost him there.
Good.
Yeah.
My gun, am I okay now?
Yep, now you sound good. Yep, you're back.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, the Beach Boys were enjoying, in 66, they were at the height of their career. There was nothing they recorded that didn't become a hit. They had album after album after album, the surf sound, and then they got into, you know, some deeper stuff, but you know, this was really a signature song for them in many different ways. You like it? Everybody likes it?
I love the
good
Beach
vibrations.
Boys. The first concert I ever went to was the Beach Boys with Uncle Jesse. Yep, John Stamos was Uncle Jesse at the time, and he was playing bongos.
Bongos.
Yeah.
All right, number five this week, worth all the attention we can give it, was a couple of weeks at number one. Diana and the Supremes, you keep me hanging on. This is about as representative of great Motown music from the mid-60s as you can find. Crank it up, Phil. This.
Love this. What year did the Supremes no longer stay together? When did they break up?
I want to say 68 or 69. When Diana
and then
Ross
Diana Ross went on her own?
Yeah. Perry Wilson tried to go on her own, but for whatever the reason, she didn't have the support of, well, it was pretty obvious, she didn't have the support from Berry Gordy because she wouldn't sleep with him, and Diana would, and that's why she became the lead singer. Mary Wilson's voice much better than Diana Ross's. Man. One of those
but Diana Ross has such amazing showmanship.
She has presence.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Mary is a singer. Right. Diana is a performer. That's there's a difference there.
There's a big difference there.
Pretty astute on your part to figure that out, too, Victoria. 28 after the hour. There it is. Throwback Thursday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan on the DJV Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Is the cost of finishing a basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 cases are on the rise in America, Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News lockdowns could do more harm than good.
As far back as June 30th, calling for a stay-at-home order nationwide, that's what Dr. Zeke Emanuel called for. Look, it's easy to talk in a hypothetical, and I hope Dr. Osterholm, I hope he's talking in hypothetical terms and not in terms of the actual policy, because we have seen the public health consequences of shutdowns to be worse than the actual virus itself.
There have been 10.5 million COVID cases in America. As Iran expands its nuclear ambitions, the Saudi Arabian king is asking the world to take a decisive stance against the regime. The kingdom stresses the dangers of Iran's regional project, its interference in other countries, its fostering of terrorism, its fanning the flames of sectarianism, and calls for a decisive stance from the international community. USA Radio News.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving rates on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And LLS Consumer Access.org, number 33.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJV program. Our commitment to you is that we will bring you a good experience, a positive experience every single day in the name of freedom, truth, justice, and the American way. I'm reminded of the words, Victoria, of Mahatma Gandhi, who wrote the seven social sins. Do you remember those? Do you ever study those?
No, but I've read some of his stuff, but no, I have not studied that.
So Gandhi writes, the seven social sins are wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, and worship without sacrifice. Oh, and there's one more. Politics without principle. Mm-hmm. I think we are awash in politics without principle at the moment. And I think some of the other things you could, you could dig into any of them and find examples of all of these things at the moment. I have great admiration. I love people who start businesses, create things, and become wealthy. I think that's a fine example of what creativity is about, the human mind working well together with others. I think people who have money that haven't really worked for it, I don't know. I don't give them the same credibility or stance as people like, you can take it to the nth degree, whether you like Bezos or not, he created something out of nothing, and so did Elon Musk, and so did the Gates family. You know, it's all that. And then you can, you know, Bloomberg, any number of people that folks have turned their nose up on. And there are plenty of people you can find in your community who started businesses or came up with an idea, and they proved successful at it. And yet we have people who want to take away from that because they have money. That doesn't make it in my book by any stretch of the imagination. Also, things like Jeffrey Epstein, the pleasure factor without conscience. You know, there's a lot of that today, and that's a pretty good example, Victoria, I think, of it. Commerce without morality. Yeah, let's make a buck no matter what. And that's not healthy either. Anyway, I just thought that was worth a moment or two of our time, as is the acknowledgement from yesterday's program. Yesterday, Veterans Day, we had a fellow named Ken Leslie on the program who sent a note to all of us. But, Victoria, I think you could read this. And because of the impact, radio has such a fabulous and immediate impact on listeners. What happened as a result of him being here yesterday?
Well, his organization is called VeteransMatter.org, and they take donations, so if anyone wants to help, you can absolutely go and donate right through the website. So Ken Leslie, who's in charge of the program, was on with us yesterday talking just, you know, in honor of Veterans Day, talking about the work that they do. They have been able to house over 4,000 veterans so far. And so there was a listener, and I don't want to give away his email, but I don't know his name. But anyway, so there was a listener yesterday who heard us talking with Ken Leslie and so immediately reached out to him through VeteransMatter.org and said that there is a in the town where he lives, I don't know what state he's in, but that there is a veteran who is in his mid-30s and he's homeless, and this listener has struck up a friendship with this veteran. He's helped him, you know, buy some more minutes for his cell phone, and he's given him some food from time to time. But this veteran mentioned that he is on the list through the VA to get housing, but that it's been a really long time. And so this listener was so concerned now that as the weather's getting colder, that this is actually in Arkansas. I just read through it. So that the weather's getting colder, and he said that the weather is just, he doesn't know how that this poor veteran is, you know, surviving the nighttime temperatures with nowhere to go. And the best news is, after hearing all of this and his story, and this listener is just so wonderful and has so many details about this veteran, and so Ken Leslie just emailed us at the show here and said, thank you all for having me. You had an immediate impact. And this he's going to reach out to this veteran today. So the fact that and this is what's so great about smaller organizations, grassroots organizations, they can take immediate action. This is why when I donate to various charities involving veterans, I find almost the smallest group that I can find, because I know every dollar it has an immediate impact. So, and Veterans Matter is exactly like that. So I think this is just, my heart is so full that, you know, we have been able to have even helping one veteran. This is incredible. It's just, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And a lot nicer to have these conversations than some of the other conversations that are floating around. And with that in mind, I want to pass along some things that I've been thinking. We get pretty intense, and I listen a lot to Victoria and Jennifer go back and forth with their different points of view on things, and I often don't say. As a matter of fact, Victoria said the other day, what's the answer? You ask all these questions, you don't give us your answers.
You are a very good questioneer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part
of my role. But you're not an answer-ier.
I'm not necessarily here to do that. When it's important, when I feel it's important for you to know what I'm thinking, then I will share. And that is the moment that we have found here, going back to Biden telling the nation that he wanted to be confirmed as the winner. He said, the purpose of our politics, the work of our nation, isn't to fan the flames of conflict, but to solve problems. On that, that's where I stepped up and onto the platform. You know, there are a lot of people like me, Victoria, all around the country who didn't vote for either Trump or for Biden. I was looking at blank ballots that were the highlight of stories in Arizona, North Carolina, Nevada, Michigan, among others. there wasn't a vote for either. But, you know, stepping up to the plate, I already have problems with Biden and some of the things that he's coming, or that the Democratic National Committee is fostering on the situation. But I do think he's right about the tweets and the mean statements and all of that stuff that's come to pass in the last 4 years.
Yeah, and it'll be different tone.
Yeah,
we can all disagree on policies. I disagreed with almost every policy that Trump had, but it was also the tone of that administration that I just couldn't stomach anymore. I think America spoke. America said enough is enough with this kind of stuff.
I'm going to translate this into my own local situation, and I wonder how many people who live in communities like mine around the country have seen the same sort of angry politics. You know, we've got the 4 years behind us of the uncivil behavior. A lot of politicians have sort of practiced this, and it's no more evident than here in my community of Framingham, where there's a huge rift between the mayor, first mayor of the city, and the city council and the people in the community. And so I wonder, you know, what do you expect from your leaders, whether they're local or national? Whether it's the legislative branch or the executive, what do you expect? Is there collaboration? That's what I expect. I expect them to get other different ideas. Victoria and I disagree on a lot of stuff. That doesn't mean we can't be civil. And I agree with, I'm pretty much in the middle. As Victoria just pointed out, a lot of times I don't answer the question because I think the answer is pretty obvious. Or I don't want to add to the mix because I think what both of you have said is clear enough, and I don't need to go into whether I agree or disagree with you. But I will tell you that I am fed up to my Mickey with the lack of collaboration, the lack of being polite and respectful. I was brought up, not necessarily by my parents, but the people that I was around that were the influencers on me, taught me to be polite, mm-hmm. respectful, civil.
Yep.
And so that has gone on into my radio career.
Yeah, and for every one of the reasons you just cited, I said from months ago, having conversations with friends and family, I said Biden is going to win with the people who are 65 and older because mm-hmm. he reminds them that of a time when politics was not angry right. tweeting and name calling
yeah.
and
yeah.
being disrespectful and sure enough, I mean, all of my parents' friends, and my parents have a lot of Republican friends who voted for Trump last time. They said they just couldn't stand to even look at him anymore, and then they voted for Biden this time. They said he just has no class, no dignity, and all of those things resonate with older
people.
There's
a blood that's become a blood sport nationally and locally here, and that's kind of the point that I was making. The National Conference of State Legislators have published a handbook about collaboration, and in part I'm quoting this. Beyond being polite and respectful, civility also includes engaging in robust and respectful debate, actively listening to various viewpoints without attacking one's character. Civility does not mean compromised values, whether the agreement is certain or required. We have to remind and remember that the purpose of our politics isn't total, unrelenting, unending warfare. That's what Biden said, right. I think, on Friday night. So I just got I have the woman who is my state senator, is also president of the Massachusetts Senate, and somebody for whom I have great admiration. Her number one aide is a very close friend of mine, and I like them both. But she was touting how it was the end of the Trump era and how many Democrats won. Isn't it wonderful the Democrats are doing this, that, or the other thing? Which I don't think, I mean, politically, maybe that's an okay thing to say, but to be the president of the Senate and to come across that way is something that I wholeheartedly disagree with. I think that's part of the problem when you tout, you know, we did this better than everybody else. That doesn't help bring people around to the table. The United States Conference of Mayors has published something in a document that came out just before the election. And it reads in part, reviving civility and respect by listening respectfully to people who have different views, supporting efforts to work together across ideological and political lines, and working to rebuild civic trust through civil discourse. And again, this is something that we're seeing completely eradicated from our local scene. the mayor, there's been a whole big flap. It's actually made some national headlines. She was during a city council meeting tweeting to her the chief executive officer, what a bunch of boobs and words that I can't say on the air city council was. And it got, you know, is what anything on an on any social device, any of it's, it isn't private. Somebody's going to find it, and it got exposed. And she probably, if she had a chance of winning in the next election, she lost it with that. And so, you know, you look at the situation. What's meaningful? I think that we need to expect more from our government than dysfunction. We're paying for it. The poor behavior that we've had here, and it isn't just the president, as I said, it's my local reality. And I just look at all of these things that people are saying and doing, and I find it very troubling, frankly. It's not the America that I grew up in. It's not the America that I like. I don't respect people who have no time for another person's point of view. You can disagree all you want, but if you want to shut people down, you got no place in my wheelhouse. And that's why that stuff doesn't happen here, because I'm not interested. And frankly, if you are, fine. You can certainly find it somewhere else. Go listen to Hugh Hewitt or somebody like that. They just want to tell you that the right way of thinking is the right way of thinking. And so that's fine if you drink that Kool-Aid, but more and more people are going to fall away from that, I believe, as time goes on, time marches on. And it's important for us, I think, just to kind of take a deep breath at the moment and give it a rest. Just give it a rest. All right, speaking of rest, those of you when you go to bed tonight, how many of you are going to be using Calitrin to lose weight or to get a good night's rest, good night's sleep? I was talking, I think, yesterday about the deadly number of people dying because they're obese, and the virus is taking its toll for sure. Americans are taking a fresh look at their unhealthy lifestyle choices and what they weigh and how they look. You see, you know, what's sad, Victoria, to see a lot of women, middle-aged women, who just, like, they're shaped like a pear. They have no real, and this probably sounds sexist, maybe to you and some other people, but
I know a lot of guys with that same shape, too.
Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. I agree with you. I don't know. The men, I figure you're, you know, doing this to yourself, but I wonder about women. I don't know. I just find it, maybe it wasn't something I grew up with, so seeing so much of it now in all ages is something that I think is just tragic. So what do you do to fix the problem? You go to toploss.com. You order your first 3 months of Calitrin, regular price. You can pay for it over time if you want, no interest charges. And then you get another 3 months free. That's the deal right now. Collagen protein is the main ingredient of Calitrin. And when you click on to toploss.com, you'll see all of the stories from people who have had fabulous luck with this product made in our country, certified by the FDA. This is being independently tested all the time for quality and purity. That's why it works. 22, 23 years of this. Wow. If you're wondering what Calitrin really is, check the formula out. Check the science out. Check the proven success. 86% of the people that get on this thing, they do fabulously well. So I can tell, I mean, I could talk all morning and all day about this stuff. Go to the website, toploss.com. Check it out for yourself. Get on the program. Lose weight gradually. It's healthier. You don't want to do it like bingo overnight. That's not healthy for your body. But losing it little at a time, week after week, month after month, stay on the program. It's so good for your body, really and truly so good for your body. And there really is no competition for this. That's toploss.com for the website. Use the discount code DJV on checkout, no shipping charges, and you get those fabulous deals, 3 at the regular price and 3 months free. That's at toploss.com, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days applies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so it's safe to put my headset back on again, I guess.
Turn your dream to shame.
Victoria, brushing your teeth in the morning.
I brush my teeth till they miss.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, for this Thursday on the DJV program. Victoria and I and Chuck are listening with you to the music from Les Mis. I never get into this, Chuck. Never have gotten into this show, story, for whatever the reason. Never. No.
Did you ever see it on Broadway?
Nope. Never saw it. Just didn't.
If you saw it, you would love it. I think thematically, you would absolutely love it. Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. What's the theme?
Revolution, challenging a tyrannical government.
Good, I love it. Let's go. When can we go see it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. These are all the things that you like.
Hi, Chucker.
Hey, Doug, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Why are you taking up my airtime?
Because I'm waiting for you to fill the airtime with your colossal wisdom and strength and smarts.
We play that. That's Anne Hathaway in the movie version of Les Mis. She won an Oscar, Best Supporting Actress. She is 39 years old today. Didn't get a lot of screen time, but that song, she did a really good job. But wound up getting an Oscar for it. Pretty good career, I'd say. Started in Princess Diaries, Gary Marshall cast her in 2001. I think a defining film, really, which made her a big name in the business, was Devil's Wear Prada, a type of movie they don't make anymore. Sort of like this generation's Working Girl in a lot of ways. She was fantastic in that film, and it made a lot of money. And I also thought she was a really, really good Catwoman in Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises. I thought she did a really good job. So I like her. I'm a fan.
Okay. Chucker's a fan. You a fan of The Rock?
Can I say one other thing? If you want to see a great interpret, if you want to see, sometimes when I'm down, which is a lot lately, I go on YouTube and I'll watch that Susan Boyle rendition of, on Britain's Got Talent, of that song. That's some. Watch that clip. It's 7 minutes long. That's the way they cut that piece for that TV production was, I think, pretty awesome. So I like that.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear it. So now, my question was, do you like The Rock?
I do. Sure.
All right. So he's rebooting his first movie, the breakout movie, The Scorpion King. What do you think of that? He and his ex-wife.
I know one thing about that movie. It was a spin-off of The Mummy. The CGI in that movie was about as bad as CGI could get on a feature film. He's nothing special in that film. Why he wants to remake it, I have absolutely zero idea.
Well, the interesting thing, he's not going to star in it. He's just producing it.
Yeah.
So someone else will take over that role. But, I guess he has an affinity for it because that was his first movie role.
He actually has gone. He's going from project to project to project to project.
He's so busy.
He's much like John Wayne was. He just went from movie to movie to movie to movie. And a lot of the stars
You think in the next 3 years they'll give him a shot to host the Oscars? I think he'd be a good. I think he'd be a good pick.
Need for Oscars this year. They shouldn't even have him. He's booked up though. From now for the next 2 years, he's got his dance card is full. Making movies, television shows, that kind of stuff. And that's because he's found a niche, and people like him and what he stands for, frankly. He's an interesting American symbol.
Very likable guy.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, what other exciting movie news do you have for us, Chucker?
I didn't talk about this yesterday. Gerard Butler, who did these movies, Olympus, The London, and Angel of Falling, playing the character of Mike Bannon, the Secret Service agent who protects the president, going to do another one called Night Has Fallen. I got to tell you, the last one was really good.
I thought they were all good.
Some people are mixed on him as a talent, but I sort of like him. I think he's pretty good.
He has a presence.
I look forward to that,
if you will. Yeah. So who else is going to be in the movie beside him? The same characters that were in the others?
I mean, Morgan Freeman's played the president in each of them. Whether they'll bring him back, I don't.
Hasn't he played the vice president? Then he became the president, and he saved the president in the last movie from being blown up by whoever the bad guy was.
Here's another TV news. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do a TV show as a spy adventure TV series, which they call Canned, and then they go out and sell it to a streamer. Netflix is going to pick it up. No surprise there.
Well, this is
so now, see, the difference in the industry now. The difference in the industry now is the entity used to call a shot. Now production companies could prepackage TV shows, and there's so many avenues to sell them to. So it really makes the business a lot easier than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
Did you see the fellow, one of the stars of Harry Potter, Rupert Grint, played Ron Weasley?
Yeah.
Sharing the photo of his 6-month-old daughter. After he joined Instagram.
That's pretty cool.
I thought that was, a lot of cute stuff there. And it's nice to recognize some of these people and their, what's going on in their lives because people are interested in that sort of thing. All right, Chucker, we're interested in you as usual. That's why.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.